said, his love shall never end. Alleluia, amen. Praise yet the Lord again. Alleluia, amen. Life shall not end us pray. Alleluia, amen. All heaven's praise will show, His goodness will adore, singing forevermore. Alleluia, amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us to gather in your name in church and also online to worship you together with all the saints around the world and also angels in heaven. We thank you for the time that you have allowed us to spend with our loved ones and our families and friends and all others in this world during this one Christmas again that you have given us. Lord, on this first Sunday after Christmas, as we gather here today, we remember those who could not enjoy Christmas because of various reasons. We pray for your guidance and your blessing and your peace upon them also. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us through our church, our friends and our family. We thank you for everything that you give us in our bodies in good health and strength, and all the blessings that you shower upon us, even when we don't deserve it. It is because of your grace and mercy that we have all these things. We pray that you will continue to remind us that your unconditional love, that you will be there with us, not only this year, but also in the coming year, so that we can trust in a living and loving God as we continue our journey of life in this world. Bless us today, Lord, as we gather together to worship you. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord. Bless us with your wisdom and that be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. May your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now. If you're able, you can get up and greet each other in Christian love. Also, good morning, Martha, for joining.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi, Martha.
A lot of people are going to come back to today.
Have a hymn now. It is on the red book. It's a red book. It's a very old book in the pew there. Some of them have a number 4 on it, so make sure that you have number 4 red book, and you may need your glasses for this because I can't read it. So Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, we will sing verses 1 and 3. Okay, please stand if you can. Oh, Jack? Okay.
So we're sending this out with love to Jack.
We used to do this every Christmas for Jack. As a matter of fact, his mother used to play this at the piano before Sunday school, and Jack would sing it. So that was 20 or 30 years ago that song has been sung every Christmas in this church.
Okay. Jack could not make it, or Linda could not make it either here today. We'll remember them in our prayers as well. We will have a special prayer for our birthdays and anniversaries. If any of you have birthdays or anniversaries, please call it up.
I had a birthday in December.
Oh, good! Happy birthday, Martha.
Thank you.
Wayne had one.
Happy birthday, Wayne. So you handled it.
And I think I heard Jan say she had one, but she's not here today.
Yeah, Jan said she has one. Yeah, she did.
Linda did too.
Yeah.
Linda.
Oh.
One of them was 17.
Linda had a birthday.
Somewhere on my
shirt. You know, Wayne, where were you on your birthday?
St. Thomas Island.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, rub it in.
Okay, let us pray for these people who celebrated their birthdays and any other celebrations that you may want to remember at this time. Let us pray together the prayer, let us pray the true life prayer on 403. If you can turn with me to the page 403 in the blue book. Let us pray that prayer together and remember these people in our prayers as we pray this. Govern all by thy wisdom, O Lord, so that my soul may always be serving thee, as thou dost will, and not as I may choose. Do not punish me, I beseech thee, by granting that which I wish or ask. If it offend thy love, which would always live in me, let me die to myself, that I may serve thee. Let me live to thee, who in thyself art the true life. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, you are the giver of light and life, and we thank you for the gift of life and love and family and friends. O God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for all of those who have celebrated various anniversaries, their birthdays, and also many other things in their lives during this month. Thank you for another year that you have given in their lives, because with the passing of time, you have increased and deepened their love towards you and others. We give you thanks for the past blessings and pray for your continued mercies upon them. Renew your blessings upon them again, Lord, and cover them with your love. Comfort them with your joyful presence and confirm them in hope. Thank you for always being there to guide them. May the Holy Spirit strengthen them in faith, fill them with love and service for you and for others today and for the years to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we'll have the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 81, verses 1 through 10, which is on page 803 in your blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand. Sing aloud to God our strength, shout for joy to the God of Jacob.
Raise a song, sound a tambourine,
the sweet lyre with a harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on your feast day. For it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob, who made it a decree in Joseph when God went out over the land of Egypt. I hear a voice I do not know. I relieve your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed. In distress you called, and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, why I admonish you, I, Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange God among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As we come together as a church in prayer time, we share our prayers of blessings together and lift them up to the Lord and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. As we come towards the close of this year, today is the last Sunday of the year, as we reflect upon our lives in the past year and also in the past years of our lives, God's faithfulness is always there constantly. Things have changed, people have changed, our society has changed, but there is one thing that does not change. That is God's constant love and mercy toward us. And it is going to continue forever. And that is God's promises in the word. So as we come to the close of this year and also look forward to a new year, that is our hope and trust that the God who has been faithful in the past will be faithful in the future. So no matter what happens, we don't know what's going to be happening in the future. We didn't know what happened in 20 and 21. Did we ever see what? Nobody ever predicted it. But, you know, God has kept us through these things. So he will be there with us. So let us be thankful for that and be trusting in God as we go to God in prayer. Our regular prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin. If you want to turn with me to the back, some of the items are listed there for our continued prayers on a regular basis. We wanted to call a couple of items as we regularly remember these people, particularly Martha and Jack and Jean. Please keep them in our prayers. Martha is online with us. And I didn't hear from Linda. Anybody hear from Linda or Jack?
They're not doing TV.
Okay, so please keep Jack and Linda in our prayers, particularly during this time as Jack is not doing well. I don't know about Jean. She was okay during last week. She should be okay.
She said she had a bad day yesterday.
Okay. So keep Jack and Martha and Jean on our prayers. Please remember Guillermo Rives. It is listed there. He was here on the Christmas Eve service and also he was here last Sunday.
No.
No, he was not. He was here one of the Sundays in the past and also he was here on the Christmas Eve service. And many of you know that he started his second round of chemo. And he's not really taking it, his body's not really taking it well. So please keep him in our prayers. And he has another 4 months to go. So that is a tough road ahead of him. Please keep him in our prayers. And also Liliana, she has to juggle a lot of things along her work to take him to the hospital and also doing so many other things. Please keep her also in our prayers. You see Bob Donald listed there in our prayer list. He was here on Christmas Eve service, and his whole family was here. That was a blessing. But he needs our prayers because he's in an assisted facility now, and he doesn't like it. And nobody likes it, really. But as a dentist, he was always with people, and he could not survive without people. I mean, that is what he is. So he has a hard time by himself there, even though his family is visiting. But one thing he shared with me is that if we could all take turns, whoever can go and visit him and spend time with him so he can talk, and I did that, he can talk when you are there. So whoever has time, please go by. He's the Dawsonville on 400. What's the name of the, I can't remember.
It's I looked at it, I don't remember the name.
Yeah, it's right on 400 in Dawsonville. There's
it's past Home Depot and the outlet mall up on the right.
Okay, yeah, you can actually go in there and give your name and they will let you in. It's right on there, right after the mall, going north. So please go by if you have time, or you can call me and I can give you directions and the name. And if you have time, please go and talk to him and brighten his day, whatever way you can. Are there any special calls or anything? Anybody else? No.
Our niece tomorrow is having a baby.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay.
And it's Carol Grant Wayne's second great-grandchild.
Great-grandchild. Okay. Okay. What's her name?
Morgan.
Let us pray for our nation as we continue to do that. Our president, vice president, and congressmen, governors of the states, and those who make decisions on a daily basis, so that God will give them the wisdom. Let us pray for our service workers, particularly our police, military, and fire, and all those who are working behind the scenes, our grocery clerks and trash workers and all the service workers. Many, many people are working behind the scenes to support us. Let us be thankful and also pray for them and for their families during this time. I didn't hear from Lou here today, but she was doing okay last week after her shot. So please keep her in our prayers as well. Yeah, Penny was having some trouble.
Yeah, she said she was still not feeling well all week.
Okay, so please keep Penny also in our prayers. If there are no other special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer. After that, I will close with a summarized prayer. Jesus said, "Do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Loving God, we thank you for another day that you have given us to gather in your name to worship you, and also share our prayers of blessings and our concerns together as a church family. Thank you, God, for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings, and even when we don't deserve them, when we have been unfaithful to you, you gave us everything that we needed. Your faithfulness has been good from everlasting to everlasting. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection. We look up to you for our needs also at this time, Lord. Many of us are tired in our bodies and in our souls, broken in various ways, Lord, and we come before you as weary people. But you are the source of all true healing, and He can make us whole. As the scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are lonely, You are our friend, and when we go through life's sorrows and loss, You give us comfort and peace. You are the source of true healing, and we come before You for our healing at this time. Particularly, we lift up those who have been named here. Particularly, we pray for Jack and Martha and Jean. Continue to be with them and heal them, Lord, according to Your grace and mercy, and give them the strength in their bodies as also in their spirits. We pray for Your healing hand to touch them. Above all, we pray for peace in their hearts and their families. We pray for Guillermo and Liliana as Guillermo is going through his chemo. Bless him with Your peace, Lord, as he's struggling with various illnesses in his body. We pray for Your healing hand to touch him. And also pray for Liliana to have peace in her heart also, and to give her the wisdom to make the decisions and all the things that she has to take care of during this time. We pray for many others who are caretakers, particularly Linda, and many, many others who are taking care of their dear ones. We remember Kathy at this time also. Bless them, Lord. Give them the guidance that they need and the peace as they juggle around a lot of things in their lives. We pray for Bob. We pray for Your special blessing upon him, particularly during this time of his loneliness. Keep him under Your mighty wings, Lord. Above all, let Your presence be there, Lord, and give him the peace and the rest in his body and in his soul, and be with him where he is, at this nursing home where he is. We pray for Morgan as she's going to have a baby this week, and we pray for Your blessing upon her, the baby and the mom. Bless them with a good childbirth and give them Your grace and mercy, and the doctors and nurses who care for them. May bless them, the family also, with Your grace at this time. We pray for Lou. Thank You for the healing that You have given her. Continue to be with her and strengthen in her body and in her spirit, Lord. We pray for our country, particularly during this holiday season, so that we will have peace in our societies. Pray for our president, our national leaders, and our congressmen and governors, and many others who make decisions that affect our daily life on a daily basis. We pray for Your wisdom to guide them so that they will make the right decisions, Lord. And we pray for our service workers, our military, police and fire, and our grocery clerks and trash workers, and many, many others, our mailmen and many people who work day and night risking their lives, particularly during this pandemic. And we pray for their safety and their family safety at this time, particularly during this holiday season. Bless them, Lord, with Your blessings from heaven. We pray for all of those who are suffering in various different ways, particularly during this pandemic and other things that are hurting many people. We pray for Your presence and Your peace to rule upon their hearts and their minds. We pray for world peace as we look forward to a new year, Lord. We pray that You will bless all the world leaders, that they will be guided by Your wisdom, and Your Holy Spirit will strengthen them and guide them to look forward to a blessed year with peace and prosperity, Lord. We thank You for Your past blessings in our lives, and we look forward to Your blessings in the future, Lord. Bless us as a church also as we continue to do Your work in this community. Help us, Lord, to do the missions that You have done faithfully and take all the opportunities that we have. Bless us, Lord, with a blessed new year so that we can do more for Your kingdom in this community and around the world. Bless us today with Your presence as we worship together so that we can worship You in truth and in spirit. That Your name will be lifted up and Your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the collections, please. Thank you. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and all we are. You are merciful and gracious, and you open your hands every day and shower up everything that we need every day on us, Lord. O God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Loving God, we understand that you call us to be stewards of your abundance and caretakers of your blessings that you have entrusted us with. Bless us, Lord, as we come before you with a portion of what you have. We offer ourselves also at this time as a living sacrifice before you. May we find joy in giving freely everything that you have given us back to you, Lord. Let your name be lifted up and your name be glorified in everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remain standing for the scripture reading. It is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 2 verses 13 through 23.
When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt, I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted, because they are no more. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given to be our life and in spirit. Above all, we thank you for Jesus Christ, the living word who came into this world, lived here among us in flesh and blood, so that we can experience it in our own lives, in human body, in our human life. Thank you for blessing us today with your word as we read from your scripture. Open our hearts and our minds and illumine our souls so that we can see the light and the spiritual truths in your words. Above all, we pray for an obedient and humble spirit, Lord, before your word, so that we can receive your word with humility. It will become a blessing in our lives and also a source of blessing to this world through our lives. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we read about the after Christmas story. If you paid attention to what we read here today, it's about Mary and Joseph having a, I don't know, I'd call it diversions and detours or distractions. I don't think Mary or even Joseph did anything wrong, but they had the one to pay for the birth of the child in many ways. And you know that the delivery and the birth of the child was not no fun at all. During that time when they were in Bethlehem, the child was born. And we celebrated that this week. But one might think that after the birth of the Messiah and the Savior, everything probably would settle down and they could be, live at peace and raise the child in peace and at a leisure in their own home back where they came from. But that's not what we see there. We see there that Joseph had been told by angels to go different places to take the baby. And Joseph and Mary had to take the baby to Egypt and then back to Judea and then to, you know, see and all of those, I mean, into Nazareth and all of those places that you saw there. Our life is many times like that. Whenever we think that something gets settled or something has happened and after that we can settle down, boom, you know, something else happens. Detours and diversions happen in our lives on a daily basis, on a regular basis. I don't know how many of you have been victims of diversions of airline flights. Many of you who have flown probably have been affected by that. Particularly if it happens while it's in the middle of the air and they tell you that you are going to be landing in a different city. In our case, it was a completely different country. Because we were coming back from India visiting my parents one time and our connection was supposed to be at Bahrain. So we called one of my cousins in Bahrain who was there, so I thought I could meet her after but 20, 30 years, so we were getting excited and called her and said that we'll be there. So she and her family came to the airport and waited for us there. And in the middle of the air, they had some announcement that suddenly came up and said, we are not going to be connecting through Bahrain. We'll be going through, where was it, Muscat. In a completely different country in the Gulf area. It's about 3 hours drive from there. But it's so my cousin and family came to the airport, stood there waiting for us to come in. We had no way of calling them because we were in the air. We didn't know where we were going to land. And finally we ended in Muscat, and we were able to call them after several hours. And by the time it was probably about 8 or 9 o'clock at night. We were supposed to be landing there at 4 o'clock. But they were a little upset, and I was upset. But we were glad that things worked out, because it is not, they usually do diversions not for fun. I mean, they do it for a reason. So we can understand that. There was the connection flight problem. The flight had some mechanical issues, so they didn't want us to get stuck in Bahrain. That we found out later on that it was the case. But sometimes we don't have the patience. We get upset. We get irritated because it changes our plans. But there is ultimately going to be something good if we can wait. That's our problems many times. You know, we don't have the patience to wait many times. And what I did was at that time, so we landed in Muscat. We didn't know what to do. We had about another 24 hours for the next flight. They put us in a hotel, and so we checked in and we said, we have a whole day to go here and we don't know what to do. So we said, why don't we take up our phone book and start looking for people if we ever knew somebody in Muscat. We started looking for people. Lo and behold, we found another relative of hers. We never had seen her for years. So we found a number there. We didn't even know it was. No, we actually called somebody else to get her number. Anyway, we called different people and got her number. And lo and behold, she was about 10 minutes from that airport. She and family were so happy to see us. And they came and got us. And we had a good dinner together. And we had a good time. So when we have diversions and detours, if we take a moment and step back, and see if we have a phone book we can go through and find something good that we can come out of it, many times we can. We can find certain blessings that is hidden there if we have the patience to look for it. Mary and Joseph had to make several diversions, as we read here today in this short paragraph. They had to go to a different country to save the baby, because the king at that time decreed that all the babies under 2 years old had to be killed, because he was threatened by the birth of that Messiah and he was afraid. So he decreed that all the children should be killed, and you know the history of the big massacre of babies by King Herod at that time. But Mary and Joseph had a particular mission in life that God gave them to do, and they took it upon themselves to make sure that mission had been accomplished perfectly. So they did not question. There was a dream, or an angel came and told Joseph, take your baby, go to Egypt. Egypt is one of those countries that Jews would never go. And this is a pagan country, idol worshippers, and would never go there. And they knew the history that they were slaves in Egypt. But that is where God told them to take the baby to, so that the baby Jesus can be protected from King Herod's murder at that time. But they agreed to that, and they went to this foreign country and they lived there. And then we read that after Herod had died, the angel of the Lord appeared to dream in Joseph again and said, get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take up the child's life are dead. So once that emperor is dead, he was asked to come back. So he and Mary took the child and went back to the land of Israel. But when they came there, Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod. So his son was not any better. Herod's son, Archelaus, was not any better than his father. So he was afraid to go there. So he was again given a dream, and he actually went and lived in Galilee. So all of these things happened in a few years of, after the birth of Jesus Christ in this world. Many times we don't like distortions or diversions or distractions in our lives. We don't like uncertainties. There is a game that Girl Scout used to play. I don't know if they do that still. That they call the penny hike. I read that in a book several years ago. Starting at the headquarters of the building, they would walk until they come to a cross street. And then a selected scout will toss a penny. And then if the coin comes heads up, they would turn right. And if it tails, they turn left. They go on and on for every corner like this, flipping a penny. The fun of the game is the unexpected and unplanned adventure that comes with it. That is what the fun is. They love to speculate about what they would find around the next corner. But our life can be like that sometimes. We don't know what is around the next corner. But we can't flip a penny like that and say we'll take the left or the right. We have to make some decisions many times and trusting in God that it would be the right decision. So in our life's journey, it would be easy if we could, you know, flip a coin and find our course of life. But that is not how life is. We have to make decisions. That is why God's guidance is definitely needed in our lives every day. We make decisions on a daily basis. Getting up in the morning is a decision you make. If you don't want to get up, you can stay there. But going to work, doing certain things, everything is a little decision that you're making. Taking a shower, you don't have to, but you make decisions. But even the little decisions are there because we have to make God's angels told them what to do and they followed them. And from the very first, the road Mary and Joseph and others walked marked the lots of detours and diversions. They would have been nervous, they would have been scared and afraid. They didn't know what to expect from one place to the next. But they trusted in a God who put all of these detours and diversions in that place. They experienced the fulfillment of prophecies of a faithful God. So everything that if you read there happened for a reason. He was taken to Egypt by Joseph and Mary because there was a prophecy that needed to be fulfilled. That we read that, that prophecy was fulfilled that I will call my son from Egypt. So that prophecy was being fulfilled by that event, by taking that baby to Egypt. And then they came back, eventually they settled down in Nazareth. And that the Savior of the world, the Messiah, would be called a Nazarene. That was another prophecy that has to be fulfilled. So every event or every diversion or detour that we have in our lives, if we could take it in a spirit that there is going to be some prophecy that God is going to fulfill to make us a blessing to this world. It may not be pleasant in our life. Sometimes it may be inconvenient. But ultimately, it can be a blessing to somebody else. Wouldn't that be better? If we could take that spirit and look at our lives like that, our life would be much more happier, much more blessing. Because God can take our detours and diversions and make it a blessing to somebody else at some point, even though we may not even know it. A fulfillment of prophecy that God is going to bless us regardless of what happens in our lives. Sometimes our sickness, our pains and our sufferings, or grief, or separation, these things are not good things. We never call them good things. And we don't like them. But ultimately, all these things are realities in our lives that will happen to everybody. But there is going to be something behind it or beyond it. You and I may not even see sometimes that God can bring a blessing out of that. Jesus was born as the fulfillment of God's promise to us. Just like God chose the lowly town of Bethlehem through detours and diversions, He chose us to receive the Messiah in our lives through many detours and many diversions. It is all God's plan of grace so that we cannot boast on any merits. But only we can only claim His mercy. That is all we can claim on, His mercy and His grace. The journey to Egypt was not an easy journey. Egypt had been the house of bondage to Israel, like I told you, and particularly very cruel. They are not very cruel to, they are not very kind to the enemies. So that was a place that they were asked to go. Yet it is to be a place of refuge to the Holy Child Jesus. That is how God protected Jesus in an enemy's land. God, when He pleases, can make the worst of places serve the best of our purposes. That is what the meaning behind it. Even when we are afraid to go to a place, even if we are forced to go, God's protection and blessing for us. Then the return to Nazareth also was not a pleasant situation, because the Archelaus, the reigning emperor, was a rude emperor again, like his father. But he was asked to take, and finally Jesus grew up in Nazareth. And so the promise was fulfilled, or the prophecy was fulfilled, that he would be called Nazarene. The Savior was going to be called Nazarene. Thus God chose this path in the days of eternity for eternity to be planned out. And that was one of the steps in the plan. We all knew that the wise men came from the east to see the baby Jesus. It may not have happened during that particular time. Maybe after they came and settled in Nazareth. We don't know. Some people say that it happened about 3 or 4 years after the birth of Jesus. Many times we have a picture in our mind about the Magi coming and seeing Him in the manger. Probably that was not historically true, because many other history events have coincided together with that, saying that the baby child was about 3 or 4 years old when they came to see Jesus. So they might be particularly settled in Nazareth. Maybe at least maybe Herod declared all the babies to be killed under 2, so at least the baby was 2. That's what everybody is saying. So it is not exactly in the manger. Anyway, the Magi's life was also like this. They had to take several diversions and detours when they came to see baby Jesus. So anyone during the first Christmas who had to go and see Jesus, the baby Jesus, had to take some diversions and detours. They had to take arduous and hard ways and tough ways and routes to come to Jesus. Many times our life in this world, to live a holy life for pleasing God, may not be easy. It may be tough. It may be hard. Jesus said, you know, the life to eternity is narrow and it's not very wide. But there is a wide way you can go through. But God wants us to take some of the narrow paths. It may not be easy for many of us to take that. But God has a purpose behind all of these detours and diversions that are happening in our lives. If we look for the blessings, God will take and make it a blessing. The unpredictability of life is not always thrilling, unlike the penny hike game. We devise and we strategize many things. We make plans and we make reservations and things like that, and proposals and projects on a daily basis. We have no idea but what a year or a month or a week or a day will bring. So we pray and trust in a God who knows fully and completely what we cannot predict. Because He knows from behind, He knows to the eternity. He knows everything that is happening behind us and before us. There are countless things that we can never know with certainty. But we can know for sure is that there is a God who knows all and loves us deeply. And by knowing that, we can be still and we can be at peace. And that is what the message of Christmas brings us. In the middle of detours and diversions of the Christmas story, there is the good news that God is fulfilling His prophecies through every event that is happening. As we step into the new year, let us be reminded of the fact that God is going to be there in every corner of turning that we may have to take. We may be afraid because we don't know what is around the corner. But we know that God is already there. And He's waiting for us to get there. And He will get us through that. And may the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. And Happy New Year to you in the coming year. God bless you. The closing hymn is Go Tell It on the Mountains. It is 251 in the blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand. Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Shepherds there, they're watching for silent flocks by now. Behold, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you. People of God, go in peace knowing that God is good all the time, and all the time is God is good. Let me read this. You cannot connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backward. So you have to trust the dots that they will somehow connect. You have to trust in something. We have to trust in a faithful God. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.